Corridor. Coming out of the Vita room on the left, we walk through the corridor from where the museum exhibition continues in chronological order, from the end of the 15th century to the early 20th century. The large corridor, lit by large arch windows looking onto the small cloister of the convent, exhibits a group of ancient sculptures in marble, terracotta and stone, mostly from the religious buildings of the city. They became part of the collections following the 19th century religious suppression. The bas-reliefs cover a chronological span which goes from the mid-15th century to the early decades of the 16th century, the most meaningful and flourishing period of the Palaeologo Marquisate. From the left, there are two fragments of what remains of a marble polyptych, once located in the Cathedral of Casale. The bas-reliefs attributed to an anonymous and refined sculptor from Lombardy working between 1450 and 1460 depict St. Mark the Evangelist and St. Catherine of Alexandria, identified by the traditional iconographic attributes, the lion and the spiked wheel. Continuing, we encounter the curious formella in pietra di soggetto allegorico, fragment of the funerary monument of the Palaeologist Marchioness Maria of Serbia, sculpted in the early 16th century for the Church of San Francesco dei Conventuali, destroyed in the 19th century. The sculptor Matteo San Michele from Lombardy worked at length in the Republic of Venice and then between Saluzzo and Casale, and enjoyed great fortune at the Marquis Court. In the city, there are another three funerary monuments, that of Benvenuto San Giorgio in the Church of San Domenico, and the sepulchres of the Gambera and Tibaldeschi families in the cathedral. The corridor concludes with the Pietra Tombale di Defendente Suardi, one of the few testimonies of the antique decoration of the chapels of the Church of Santa Croce, which have survived. It is a slab dated 1514 of an important character of the Palaeologo court, councillor, marquis and diplomat for other European courts, portrayed here in marble by an anonymous Lombard sculptor.